Brandon Heath there is absolutely right. God is good. And you know what? That is enough for me. This is Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth. And we've come up to that time where Ryan and I usually ask that so important question, what day is it? Now, Ryan is, of course, gone this week. But that doesn't mean I get to ask the question alone. Oh, no, I have brought in some help. Good morning, Tracy Jones.
Good morning, Beth.
It's so good to see you. But my question is, why are you here earlier and earlier in the mornings now?
I know. Something like we have volunteers coming. We got this, that. Who knows?
Yeah.
It kind of varies day by day.
I enjoy the company, though. It's always good to see you.
Yeah.
But we do have this moment here where we get to ask ourselves and you, our Kinship listening family, what day is it? And as you know, Ryan says there are holidays on every day of the calendar, and turns out he's pretty much right. But Ryan always makes up one day that is absolutely fake, and he tasks us in trying to guess which day is the fake day, the one that he completely manufactured. Now, in his absence, he has pre-recorded three options for us to consider in today's game. So, Tracy, are you ready to find out what our choices are for today?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's ask Ryan. Ryan, what days do we have to choose from?
Here are your options for the What Day Is It game for Tuesday, November 25th. First off, we have National Creative Architecture Day. That's fun. Also, Blasé Day, and finally, National Parfait Day. Of course, one of these days isn't real.
Okay, there they are. Let's go to town.
Well, just because it's kind of a family tradition in my family,
okay,
I'm going to take one of them off the list.
All right.
Every holiday, somebody brings some kind of parfait.
Really?
Yeah. It's, you never know what flavor it's going to be or anything. So
that, I mean, just seems so ultra fancy for a holiday.
Yeah.
The Crosbys would not do that at all. No way.
These are good things for like where you can buy a pre-made angel food cake, a box of pudding, and some fruit and pretend that you cooked.
I should look into this.
But there, yeah.
This has some potential.
It does. And you can just kind of go all sorts of flavors. So
wow.
That's
okay.
The only reason I'm taking it off the list, because we always have some kind of parfait
okay. When
our family gets together.
So off the list as in it's real.
It's real.
It's real.
I'm saying it's a real day.
Okay. Blasé Day. I'm fascinated by this.
See, to me, that almost seems like something that could have actually been there because people are like, well, what's a day for me?
Yeah, that day when you just feel like nothing.
Yep.
Blah.
Yeah.
Just blasé.
I mean, my gut instinct at first was telling me National Creative Architecture Day was the made-up day.
Hmm.
Only because the other two are just kind of off in a category by their self, you know, off
well,
on their own. And
yeah.
Yeah.
But National Creative Architecture Day, I mean, I would think that it would celebrate a certain form of architecture, like National Minimalist Architecture Day or Colonialism Architecture or something like that.
So maybe those are their own days, though.
Maybe.
You know,
I don't know.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with National Creative Architecture Day.
As being the fake day.
As being the fake day, just because all those you mentioned could have days of their own.
That's very true.
Hmm. Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with Blasé Day as the fake one.
Watch, it's going to be the one neither one of us picked.
Probably. That's happened to us before.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
It has.
So, should we find out?
Here we go.
Okay, Ryan, what day is the fake day?
And the fake day out of that list is National Creative Architecture Day. There is no such day, sadly. Creative architecture is fun.
No, I am feeling blasé.
I'm sure my thinking and Ryan's were nothing close to the same. to try to figure out which was the fake day.
You two kind of are on different wavelengths. I can tell you that. I can testify to that truth right there. Wow. Well, congratulations, Tracy.
Thank you.
I should just follow your lead all the time.
Well, no, I wouldn't do that. I mean, there's been many times you and I have done this and been totally wrong.
Oh, it does make for a good time, though.
It does. Bless good way you, to Tracy. Start the day.
Yeah, I agree. Here's Passion with the Lord Will Provide on Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.